Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Norway commends UNHCR for all your efforts in protection of forcibly displaced people. Protection must remain the overarching priority and main goal for UNHCR's work. Operational protection measures at the country level should continue to be on top of UNHCR's agenda, as well as UNHCR's role as cluster lead for protection. Protection of forcibly displaced people is also one of our priorities in our humanitarian strategy. We would like to briefly highlight a few issues of particular concern. Emergency education is key in humanitarian response, but it's also a protection measure. There's a particular concern that girls are falling out of their education due to the pandemic. Prevention and response to sexual and gender-based violence, including protection measures, must also be a priority. The spike in the prevalence of SGBV is deeply concerning. The fact that boys and men also have protection needs in relation to SGBV should also be recognized. Norway also emphasizes green humanitarian response and clean energy measures and sees this as a protection tool for both refugees and local communities. And we welcome the remark just made by the Assistant High Commissioner for Protection on the clean energy challenge. Norway is concerned about the situation for internally displaced persons and recognizes UNHCR's leadership's role on issues affecting IDPs. Now, after the launch of the report of the high-level panel on internal displacement, we should all be prepared to swiftly follow up the work of the panel to ensure a strengthening of the international efforts to improve the situation of IDPs. Resettlement of refugees has been heavily impacted by the pandemic. The work has resumed, and many member states, including Norway, has found innovative ways of working. We appreciate the cooperation with UNHCR, EU, and other resettlement states. There's a continuous need to increase the number of settlement places and the number of states contributing. For states to have well-functioning asylum systems, it's necessary with well-functioning systems for return and those not deemed to be in need of international protection. In the context of the pandemic, it is also important to emphasize that the right to seek international protection must be upheld. It is now more needed than ever to work together and long-term to improve the situation for refugees and host countries for a more equitable burden and responsibility sharing. The Global Compact on Refugees and the upcoming high-level officials meetings within the framework of the Global Refugee Forum in December will be important in this respect. I thank you.